The only station that puts you first.
Majority of products that we have, they are not only boosts. They cannot be everywhere at the same time. Let every Nigerian be the first responder to whatever crime that is being perpetrated towards them.
You see, if government is doing exportation, I know that nobody is going to frustrate them. And they will create jobs for people. But they're just sitting down there waiting for money to be shared.
The number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. 500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians say no. That if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, all you do, going beyond the headlines
and focusing on the facts. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, 756 new COVID confirmations yesterday. Lagos cases were 287. Rivers State made it into triple digits yet again, 157. Remember, I told you yesterday that we didn't have Tuesday's numbers for the roundup that I always do for you. Well, that number is here now. We have those numbers now, and it's 287. Add that to the 357 from the other states, and you get 644 total. So 644 cases on Tuesday, and then it goes up to 756 on Wednesday. And it's mostly the Delta variant. What that means is that we're seeing more and more younger people getting very sick and even needing to be hospitalized. This thing is not a joke, please. Limit your movement outside. Wear a mask whenever you are out and about, when you're around people. Give them gap. Keep your distance. Wash your hands. Sanitize your hands. Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. None of us want to go into another lockdown. So all of us need to do our part to slow down the spread of this thing while we wait for the government to roll out enough vaccines for everybody. And when the vaccines do get to Lagos, we hear that they're not here yet. But when they do get to Lagos, they're here, but they're in Abuja. You know, I mean, for those of you who always say, oh, Nigerian government. Well, they're here, but they're in Abuja. They haven't gotten to Lagos yet. And when they do get here, you'll be the first to know because you listen to hard facts and go and get vaccinated. I was having a conversation with my younger brother today, you know, because, I mean, he's not a COVIDiot. He believes that there's COVID. He, knows that it's infectious. He does all the preventive measures, but he just feels like, oh, I'm young. I don't need to get the vaccine, you know. But with this Delta variant, we're having a conversation today, and I told him, look, guy, go and get vaccinated, okay? Younger and younger people are getting in the hospitals. And then I had to incentivize it for him. I told him that for each shot, I'll give him 20K. And he was like, hey, sign me up. Where should I go? Useless person. But yeah, we have that deal. So he has to send me step-by-step process of him, you know, going to go and get vaccinated. So, you know, him in the bus or the car, or however he's going to get to the health center, a picture of the health center, a picture of the nurse, a picture of him filling out his form, a picture of the green card that they give him, a video of the injection going into his arm with date and time stamp. And And as soon as he sends that to me, I'll send him 20K. And same thing for when he gets his second shot as well. So if you have family members that you, I mean, I don't know, maybe you could borrow my style and incentivize them. You know, it doesn't have to be with money. There are things you could use to get them to go and do it. That's what other countries are doing to try and get people to vaccinate. So people are throwing parties. People are doing all kinds of things to try and encourage people to go out and get the vaccine. Second hard fact of the day, voter registration is still ongoing. So go to cvr.inecnigeria to get registered today. cvr.inecnigeria.org to get registered today. So that's Charlie Victor River and Orange Radio Gateman. And then join the 1 million Lagosians who listen to this show. They cannot be wrong. They listen to Hard Facts. They start their afternoons with the big three. We'll talk about the Federal Executive Council approving over 600 million naira to buy drug sniffing dogs for airports. Then let's talk about the Lagos State Government 10 years jail time for anybody who uses children to beg on the streets. And then we'll talk about Lagosians complaining about traffic officials extorting them at one-way roads. Apparently, many of these roads don't even have signs. These are the conversations that will be on the Big Three today. After that, we're bringing you League of Extraordinary Nigerians, and then we'll bring you Eyewitness. Then on the Big Hard Fact, I want us to talk about traditional religions and whether our society gives them their due respect. There's a Catholic priest in Anambra who saves statues of traditional gods from people who want to burn them. Could you imagine someone trying to destroy a church or destroy a mosque? Can you, like, think about it? I can see some people saying, God forbid, you know? But a lot of Nigerians seem to have no problems whatsoever destroying shrines. So I want to find out from you what you think the reasons for this discrimination are. 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. today. Let's have that conversation. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour every hour. After the news at 6 today, we'll bring you Listed Lagosian, as always, with Ireti Bakare Yusuf. But let's get started with today's Big Three. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your Hard Facts.
Hard Facts. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Is 658 million naira for drug sniffing dogs a good expense? How can Lagos end street begging? And how rampant is one-way scam by traffic officers? Those are your big three. Lagos, let's talk. The Federal Executive Council has approved the spending of 658 million naira for drug sniffing dogs at the airports. That's our first story. It happened at the FEC meeting yesterday. The rationale here is that lots of drugs are trafficked through Nigerian airports. We seem to read about a new drug bust every couple of weeks these days. So the NDLEA and the Ministry of Aviation have both talked in the past about the need to get drug-sniffing dogs at the airports. And these dogs are trained, you know, they're trained to, you know, well, as the name suggests, detect drugs by smell. So this 658 million is for a contract to supply the dogs to two international airports, Lagos and Abuja. But the FEC says that there are plans to get the dogs to other international airports as well. So what I'm asking you today is if you think that this is a good idea, what do you think about this idea? Because I want to look at it, I want us to look at it from different angles, right? So first of all, do you think we need sniffer dogs? That's the first question. Because I think most people will say, yes, all things being equal, we need sniffer dogs. Because there are people who are smuggling drugs through our airports. And we don't want that, right? So the next question is, do you think getting these sniffer dogs is worth the federal government spending 658 million naira? So that's the second question. And then there's a third question. Do you think that this will be sustainable? Specifically, do you think that the airport authorities will be able to take care of these dogs, keep them healthy for the full duration of their expected active life? That third question is for animal lovers like myself, because I love animals. I hate to see where animals are mistreated. So that particular question is very dear to my heart. Do you think that the airport authorities will be able to take care of these dogs, keep them healthy for the full duration of their expected active life? 0700-993-993-993. Men, call me on that number. Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. We're streaming live on Facebook, and I'd love to read from you. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Casey. Mr. Casey.
Mr. Casey, welcome to the Big Three. Go ahead.
The major point here now is that if you go to the airport, go to NACO and see some things happening there, Nigerians will lack maintenance. The reality is that so far these dogs are not for individual politicians or for individual personnel. The possibility of budgeting for their upkeep and welfare might become a political issue too.
Okay.
That these things. So, to be honest with you, maintaining those dogs and helping them to last the duration they ought to might be difficult for this country. We lack maintenance and all these things. Even when the leaders have no feelings for humans, how would they feel for animals? I still wonder how possible that might be. So that we don't just bring these things in and start suffering them. It's even wrong, a crime to suffer animals. Both biblically and humanitarianly, it's not proper. So I still doubt if this government can do so. Go to the airport and see how offices lack maintenance and the rest of it. So how would they maintain all these things? There are some dogs at NACO presently now.
Okay.
When you look at them, you might not even want to have a dog in your house.
Aww.
And that is the reality. Because the way they, when you see them, sometimes they don't look healthy. The way they drag them, they bring them out in the night and the rest of it, my dear. They should think of something better to do than suffering those precious animals. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, Casey. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Hello. All right, then. Call back if you can. 99.3.
Sandra.
Hmm? Good afternoon. What's your name?
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
For my papa.
Welcome.
These dogs, please, the food they will give them, is it right, Sandra? Or the rice that is expensive? Or would they give them canine food? Because I don't understand.
I don't
know. Human beings don't like for Nigeria. Eh? Like the last caller said, maintenance. I doubt if we can successfully run a canine, whatever, in this country. Those dogs will die from hunger.
Okay.
Or if they don't even kill themselves and eat that meat. Yeah. Please, they should leave the dogs where they are, where they are taking care of them now, before they will regret their lives that they came to Nigeria.
I said they will regret their lives and the kids in Nigeria. It's not funny. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Jesulokwe.
Welcome, Jesulokwe.
See, are we a joke to these people? Dogs, 600 and something million. Is that not the way of embezzling money? Maybe from there they'll start budgeting food for dogs. You understand? That's
okay.
Maybe per week, 100 million naira per week. You get all those type of... They want to start stealing with different type of things.
Well, dogs are expensive to maintain, no? And if you want to do dogs in Lagos and Abuja... Yes. I mean, I don't know about 100 million, but dogs are expensive because you have to think about hospitals, hospital bills, food.
Yeah, maybe 100 million or 200 million per week on a dog. It is the federal government. It is what they say they will sign. See, this thing, in fact, they don't need dogs to do all these things they are doing.
Okay.
And that amount of money, I just hope future generations don't suffer for what this government is currently doing. 600 and something million. Have you thought about the maintenance? Amount of millions that will go into maintaining those dogs, the food, the veterinary doctors. That's a way of stealing. I can never ever trust them with the dog they are bringing. That's it.
Just look me here. Thank you very much for calling. If you just tuned into the show, good afternoon. It's 19 minutes past 3 and the Federal Executive Council has approved the spending of 658 million naira for drug sniffing dogs at the airport. So my question is, what do you think about this idea? And I gave you the multiple angles to think about it from. First of all, do you think that we need sniffer dogs? Do you think that getting these sniffer dogs is worth the federal government spending 658 million naira? And then do you think that this will be sustainable? Do you think that the airport authorities will be able to take care of these dogs, keep them healthy for the full duration of their expected active life? This 658 million is for a contract to supply the dogs to two international airports, Lagos and Abuja. But they're saying that there are plans to have these dogs also be supplied to other international airports as well. Hi, Siam. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Kingsley Aneke on Facebook says, next level, Nkita. What is wrong with you people? Ugo Melinda says, Sandra, have Nigeria government finished taking care of their police hospitality or their citizens? They're thinking of bringing dogs. I laugh in Chinese. Shokweju Success is talking about our next story. Let me come back to the phone lines. 99.3.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. Sandra. What's your name?
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Chinaye.
Chinaye, welcome.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Sandra, beg, move it. The dog where they talk, nah, the DOG dog. The
yes, DOG dog. Uh-huh. Nkita.
Nkita. Mm. I've been woo, 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 woo.
Woo, 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 woo. Yes. Ah, woo!
Sandra, you say, get it, like, wala. Sandra.
Huh?
This dog where they want to come, I beg, move it. Because the dog where they do for abroad, they're eating quabi. And what is
the issue? No. Dog for abroad, they eat to Kobe. What's wrong with you?
I don't know the name of the thing, but for Nigeria, I mean, just to mention the
letter.
I bet no, but I think we want to feed them. Our Zoom, we see our tiger will be
taking. Dog food day, nah. Dog food day.
Dog food day, how many do I want to buy?
People get dog for Nigeria where we do.
Then the one we said they go put amala. I want carry and go abroad. The dog will sleep them. I be waiting. See, the better you sleep those dogs, they just enjoy their life abroad. They cool breeze, they blow them. Then the dog no come from Nigeria. Now come they feel bad. I don't know whether they feel my conversation.
And they feel your conversation, no? Yeah.
Sometimes they question. And my bed in an SC. Sometimes they question.
I dey here now. No worry. I get you for mine. Let's go to WhatsApp where we've got comments. President Sandra, like many will say, please, when will the dogs arrive? I give them 4 months after they will all die. I just lost a dog. I know how I personally took care of her, but I lost her. Nigeria will never take care of them, even if it's just one. All right. Daniel Zokambasa is his name. Daniel, thank you for that message. I can tell you that the loss of a dog is very painful. I had two, and they both died. And the pain, like, people look at you and be like, because of dog, you cry like this. Like, but when our dogs died, it felt like a family member died. My dad was even crying, you know, because of the dog that died. Because, like, I mean, I don't know. Animals are precious. All life is precious. I think that's where your values as a human being begins. If you think of all life as precious, then you begin to think of human life as as precious as well. And so you begin to be conscious about your actions towards your neighbors, right? So how am I treating this person? Am I treating them decently? Am I being kind? Am I hurting them? You know, so it all transcends. So how you treat the smallest amongst you is also how you treat the largest amongst you, that sort of thing. But I digress. We've got Mark Chimere who says, Sandra, I'm surprised that we don't have sniffer dogs in our airport. I support the idea, but the money is too much. Mark, thank you very much. President Sandra, kindly find out how many dogs the over half a billion naira will get. They should acquire detective machines and leave dogs alone. However, federal government will go ahead and get those dogs, and the next 2 years, those dogs are dead and gone, and money gone down the drain. They will suffer, those dogs, ordinary toilets we cannot maintain. It's a tragedy and it's a huge joke. Babatunde Fasanya with that message there. Mayor from Aja says, please, I believe Nigeria is a... Okay, I don't think that's... I think that's a message for 5 p.m. All right. So, okay, here's the one for this time. Sandra Biko, this 658 million on sniffer dogs, does it cover their logistics on feeding and healthcare for life, or is it just for the purchase? We know how terrible our maintenance culture is. Even if a dog is 1 million naira, are they buying up to 500 units for 2 to 4 airports? The mathematics doesn't add up. This is pure racketeering, to say the least. By the way, my dog was stolen on Sunday and I'm still looking for it. I better not find it at the airport. Mayor, what is this? You people will kill me. Are those dogs angels? I think I lost that message. Additional Ayatoyimbo says, Sandra, it will marvel you one day that this government will come up to say one of those dogs has eaten 20 billionaire. The government resistantly and recalcitrantly takes doctors who are on strike to court, but they are ready to spend lavishly on sniffers. Okay, let me come back to Facebook, where we've got a message here from Ali Tagbarazak Emmanuel. Okay, no. He's talking about our third story. Abel Udoabasi Judah says, the Hush Bingo and Next Level Nketa Gate loading. Country where no feet released, donated or pay medical doctors 5K hazard allowance. Wants to buy and maintain dogs. Nigeria Cruz. What a laugh. All right. Adekunle Daniel on Facebook says, now, wow, dogs. Nigeria officials, now them go chop them finish. Dogs will now be more valuable in this country. Okay. All right. Okay. Are those dogs angels? No, I keep seeing that message, but every time I click, another message pops up. Okay, Charles Chidos here says, honestly, I don't want us to focus only on the dogs and thereby missing the bigger picture. The NDLEA in recent times have been seen to be doing a nice job. However, as it is with the Nigerian Civil Service, they want to start blessing themselves. Therefore, after thinking of what to do, they came up with the dog idea. It's just a ploy to squander funds. Let's take a break, Lagos. We'll be right back.
Everybody needs a little help every now and then. Sometimes it's sugar or salt, or an extra hand to change a flat tire, or a small loan. At Kuda Microfinance Bank, we believe that your bank should do more than just store your money. We want to do more for you. So when you use your Kuda accounts to pay bills, buy airtime and make transfers regularly, we'll offer you an overdraft, which is a low-interest loan that you can take anytime you need it. No long talk, no collateral, no paperwork involved. Just download Kuda on the Play Store or the App Store, open a Kuda account and use it regularly to qualify for a Kuda overdraft. Kuda, free banking for you.
Where will you be when we open the next chapter in Nigeria's marketing history? Where will you be when the captains and climbers of industries converge to celebrate another marketing milestone? Where will you be when the champions of brands and shapers of culture step into the brightest spotlight? You should be right here at the Marketing Edge annual 2-in-1 event, the National Marketing Stakeholder Summit and Marketing Edge Brands and Advertising Awards of Excellence. The summit themed Rethinking the Blue Ocean Strategy in Uncertain Times will hold virtually on the 26th, while the awards gala holds on the 27th of August 2021 at the DePodium International Event Center, Aromire Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. Join us for this monumental event. History is waiting to be made. Marketing Edge, promoting the brand idea.
Oga, this your keke na pow. Make my market no fall.
Madam, fast, abeg. Nobody did my shop. Why this person is still on me now?
Wahala no dey finish.
Omnibiz, Omnibiz, oh. Online market for your store.
Online market, okay. Online market, okay. Online market.
Okay. You get store and you want anything. Shop owner, you want celebrate. Buy plenty market with the right online
partner.
Omnibiz, Omnibiz, online market for your store. Pa, you don't order your goods, so. No enter market just to open your store. Then go deliver your goods straight to your door.
Check out now, check out.
Omnibiz, Omnibiz, online market for your store.
Omnibiz go deliver your goods to your shop fast. Just go their website, shop.omnibiz.com, or download the app. You fit even call them on 0700-005-5555. Omnibiz, online market for your store.
Femi and the gang, in partnership with Sign Up Consult, present the latest invention in human history. 38 Bars. Follow the nation's finest sports gang through the 38 game season as we deliver live football updates and analysis at your favorite bars across Lagos. The revolution is here and live on Nigeria Info. Reach out for sponsorship and advertising. 38 Bars with Femi and the gang, where football meets lifestyle.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
It's 3:30. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Anyone putting kids on the street in Lagos to beg will face 10 years in prison. That's our second story. We heard it from Segun Dawodu, the Commissioner for Youth and Social Development. He said the government is setting up a special task force that will work with the police to get beggars off the streets. Dawodu said, quote, "Beggars on our streets and roads constitute a considerable nuisance to law-abiding citizens who are entitled to go about their businesses without any fear or hindrance. This is what the administration of Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu promised Lagosians upon assumption of office. This is what it is delivering. This is what it will continue to deliver," end quote. He also said that begging demeans the innocence of young children. And that's why the state isn't just getting beggars off the road. It's also going after those who put underage beggars there. Let me read what he said. Quote, "These groups of people have turned arms begging and hawking into a huge business by collecting returns from beggars and hawkers who incidentally sleep under the bridges, motor parks, uncompleted or abandoned buildings, and other places not conducive for human habitation," end quote. So what do you think about this, Lagos? First of all, what do you think about the point that the youth commissioner made, that many of these beggars that we see on the roads, whether they are underage or adult, are under the control of racketeers who collect daily returns from them? I ask that question because this is a very important point, especially when it comes to the children who are begging. If it is true, it means that some adult somewhere is keeping these kids out of school, making them live in harsh conditions, exposing them to dangers in the streets, all to exploit them for alms, and then taking all the money from them. If that's what's been happening, then the next question is, why has it been allowed to happen for so long? I mean, let's look at it practically. Right now, on Freedom Way, there are little children begging. If you're driving on Freedom Way and you're looking around, you're seeing those children. If you are on Lekki Epe heading towards Osapa, you're seeing those children. But if you drive down Freedom Way by 11 p.m., the children will be gone, at least most of them. That means that if I were a police officer trying to catch the person controlling these children, all I need to do is hang around Freedom Way until night and follow the children to wherever they go or follow whoever comes to pick them up. So why hasn't that been happening? Why did we need a special task force to start doing that? Is it because the government lacks the personnel, or is it because the government has lacked the will? But let's even leave aside underage beggars for a moment. That's obviously a crime. The state government also wants to go after adult beggars and hawkers. So first of all, I really need to hear from lawyers on this one. I beg, if you're a lawyer, I want to hear from you. Is it a crime to hawk goods on the road? And is it a crime for an adult to beg on the streets? Now, if hawking is a crime, do you think it should be a crime? Or do you think that hawkers are providing a valuable service? And what about the adults that are begging? If adults begging is not a crime, how should the government go about discouraging it? 0700-993-993-993. Men, call that number. Women, call 01465-7190. 99.3, hello.
Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
This is Mr. Frank from Ojo Alaba, the Vice President of Fast Fast.
Welcome.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
What I want to say, Auntie Sandra.
Mm.
Yes, if you want to remove beggars from the road, remember that somebody that is begging is not good for that person.
Okay.
Have you made any provision where you go and keep that person?
Okay.
Are you not collecting tickets from those people? Before you send task force, now if you arrest them, now you have where you go and lock them up. Now, why can't they make arrangements where they can build and send those people or send them to school? Or give them what they will be doing, or mark out a market where they will be selling, or where they will be hustling and getting their daily bread. That is my own. And the two, at the Sandra, 658 million naira for dog. Hey, Jesus. Okay. 658 million. And doctors are crying. They have not been paid. I'm not surprised, though, because Malu is valuable in this Nigeria. Malu is being taken care of. The people taking care of Malu is being taken care of. But doctors taking care of human beings, nobody is asking after them. No problem. If they want caretaker, me, I can do that to at least, if 658 million, at least the 8 million can enter my pocket as well. That was no problem. But Auntie Sandra,
these dogs
now are going to be catching people trafficking drugs.
Mm.
All the ones they have been catching all over the years. Mm. Where is it?
Where?
All the whole money they have been extorting from those people.
Mm.
They have been catching. What are they doing with it? Because we are still borrowing up to tomorrow. I call these ones, calling EFCC and all the rest. You catch somebody and collect all the whole money and seize the properties and seize all the whole money, freeze account. Where is all those money? What are they doing with them? Me, I go survive for this country. See this country. I must survive and I must live 120 years safe and sound until I'll go and meet my God.
Ise Frank, thank you for calling us. Samuel Inagbara, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you on the show.
All right. Madam Sandra, I don't know. Maybe you will permit me to talk on two things.
That's fine.
Okay. Concerning this, on 658, right?
Mm.
For dogs.
Mm.
We can't pay our doctor, but we can spend 658 million. Yes? On dogs. For what? And we have people flying out of the country for medical issues. But we can spend 6 million and we have a lot of Nigeria begging on the streets. No job, people are hawking, and now come back to that. That's, oh yeah, everybody with the hawk, now crying for people to the hawk. We have graduates talking. I have friends that is a graduate. After everything, my guy come back to Okada. After that one, no workout. Somebody say, I'm again, they feed the seminary. The guy is in Okokoye. You will see him hawking Coke, Pepsi, potable water, everything.
Therefore, I
learned upon that. Now, government is going back to that. You are not providing job for us. The next thing you want to do is to block the source of income that people are using to provide for their family. It's very bad, though, my sister. It's very, very bad.
Samuel, thank you very much for calling. Let's go to WhatsApp. When those dogs are sick, who takes care of them? In a country that doctors go on strike to take care of human... talk less of vet doctors to take care of dogs. They will all die because of ordinary mosquito bite. That's a message from Adesoji Shobowale. Thank you very much for your message. OC from Canada says, this beggar's issue is alarming. To add to the list, have you seen those people who bring uniforms with very ugly picture of people suffering, requesting for help in the market and in traffic? They do it regardless of the psychological impact it has in your head. To make it worse, they bring them physically with their unimaginable conditions. Most times at night, these pictures stick to your head. Those guys should be cleared from the streets. There are better, smarter ways to find solutions if that's what they're looking for, because it appears that they only want to find daily bread by preying on sympathetic people. It's a nuisance and it's an eyesore. OC from Canada, thanks for your message. Sandra, the issue of street begging is good and it's long awaited from the Lagos government. Mentally challenged persons are on the increase in Lagos streets. Beyond street begging, children house helps is more than you can imagine in Lagos. Lagos government and NAPTIP should see to it. Kolawole with that message there. Kolawole, thank you very much. Hello, Sandra. Begging on Lagos roads is predominantly populated by people from a particular region. While few are as a result of governmental and parental failures, others are for commercial intent. Even the southern states are gradually falling into this category. It's important for us to deal with the economic and security factors fueling the push down south. Yomi Williams with that message there. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. We've got Michael Omazi who just sent us a link from some website claiming that sniffer dogs get it wrong 4 times out of 5. I'm going to have to read that link for myself to see what it's talking about. Steve Oferre on Facebook says, the story of buying dogs for the airport is another distraction. A government that cannot equip our hospitals and doctors, including Aso Rock Clinic, wants us to believe that they can take care of dogs. The airport officials will end up eating the dog food. Ahigwe is in Festac. Ahigwe, welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, apart from begging, these women, every time, every year, they continually giving birth. Upon far before that, they are in the open with their newborn baby every year. That is disgusting. You know, it's getting too much in Lagos. All the northerners shifted down to the south. Begging. The begging is too much. As you go along the road by that way down to Shomulu and the rest, Lagos Island, the number of people begging, hanging on the road is too much. They should do something about it. And then destitute. Both the young girls, young boys, old men, you know, swerving around the traffic. They should do something about that.
Oh, okay.
And then they should help the women out now, those who are begging. Why are they being pregnant? And then giving birth again, hold the baby in the sun, to carry their children out, running up and down. The children will come and hold you when you are walking. And their mother will go and stay far away. What about the father? What is his discipline now? He's not just a matter of economic hardship. The men in Nigeria, most of them are not responsible. Thank you.
Thank you, Akibwe, for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. Good evening.
Good evening. This is Iyabeji from Okota.
Iyabeji, welcome, ma'am.
Hello, darling. Please, the money the government wants to use in buying sniffer dog is too much.
Okay.
Look at the striking doctors. Can they attend to them? Can they add to that money to pay them? The suffering in this country.
Iyabeji, are you there?
And I wish the doctors should continue to be on strike. Thank you. That's my
thing. Thank you, Iyabeji, for calling. We appreciate it. 99.3, hello.
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 Sandra, thank God, at last.
Welcome.
It's your Gene calling.
Welcome. Oh, yes, and you won yesterday, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so stay on the line so we get your details.
Somebody collected my details.
Oh, before I hung up? Okay, fantastic. Okay, all right. Go ahead.
So, you see those dogs they want to
bring.
No problem. I have no issue with them. Not that they can't take care of them, but this is one thing with Nigerians. When they see a dog pass by, almost see pepper soup.
Ah.
So that they will not go and kill that dog, use it for pepper soup, and tomorrow they will say the dog ate poison. That one will be saying, money don't have voice, maybe that. That one aside. Then, I want to disagree with Akibe.
Okay.
It's not only northerners that are beggars on the streets in Lagos.
Okay.
You will see even our own westerners. The only people you will not see is an Igbo man begging. An Igbo man will rather sell pure water than to beg. That is one thing about them.
Okay.
But when you get to Yanokpaja, you will see a woman well-dressed with a child of about 10 years old. Telling you that I'm going to Abeokuta, but my transport is not enough. Please, help me. You will give them maybe 500 naira. The following day, you will still see that same person there. The third day, you will still see that same person there. From Yanokpaja to Oshodi, you will see them to Maitu. Even to Ikorodu, you will see them all over the place. Why? If you don't have a job doing, carry pure water and sell.
Hello?
Hello, Sandra.
Yes, I'm here.
They should sell pure water, but they don't want to sell. They need that wolf money. If you get to Ikeja, that bridge that you climb to cross, you will see some people sweeping the staircase. God will bless you, madam. God will bless you, God. Give me money. Same thing in Oshodi. They should even start from those areas self. They should clear those places. Well, my sister, God bless you, Jare.
Bless you, Joy, my sister. I say thank you so much for calling. Now, let's move from Lagos officials trying to get those exploiting kids on the roads to road users accusing Lagos officials of exploiting them. Our third story is about one-way violations. The Punch did a story. They spoke to a lot of Lagosians who said that traffic officers tricked them into committing traffic violations. And we've talked about it here on Hard Facts before. A lot of you have called in with your own personal stories as well. So with the Punch story, for example, you're driving in an area, you know Sabi Road, you see police officer, you see LASMA official, you ask LASMA official or police officer for direction. They tell you, say, oh, I pass like this, and you pass. But once you enter the road, they go stop you, or their colleague go stop you, and they go say, why you pass this road? Now one way. And then wahala don't start. And apparently you have lots of Lagosians who say that this has happened to them or they know someone it's happened to. And if you're one of them, let's hear from you today as well. And one of the big reasons that this thing can happen is the lack of one-way signs. Every one-way street should have a one-way sign at both ends, not just one end of the road, both ends, so that motorists can know whether or not they can enter. The one-way sign should be visible. The idea is you shouldn't need to have ever driven in an area before that day to know that a road is one way, or that the junction is a no U-turn junction, or that the traffic light is a no right on red traffic light. These things should be clearly shown using signs. But in most places in Lagos, if not even Nigeria, These signs are missing, and many Lagosians believe that the Lagos one is done as a trap to get them to make a mistake so that they can be stopped and extorted. Now, I don't know if that's true, but you tell me what you believe. Because there's an issue here. If they try to extort you, why do you pay? I mean, it's one thing for LASMA or police or task force to trick you. It's one thing for them, after tricking you, to impound your car. It's one thing for them to demand money from you to release your car. But it's another thing for you to pay, right? Because many people, when they hear these stories, they'll ask, instead of paying, why not report them? Why not insist on going through the due process, paying the true fine? Does anyone have an answer to that? Today, I'm just listening. I don't have the answers. I'm just asking questions and I want to know. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Men, call the first number. Women, call the second number. And you can leave your comments with us on Facebook as well. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And yes, you can talk about all three stories if that's what you would prefer. 99.3, hello. Thank you for calling. What's your
name? Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I'm hearing myself. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Alex talking.
Alex, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to comment on this Nigerian people, the government buying dogs for this sniffer's dog.
Mm.
I still want to believe there's something more to that.
Okay.
Because first of all, the drugs they say they want to be sniffing, I think not the same government that empower NAFDAC to be certifying all this rubbish the youngs are drinking on the street. You will see young boys, children of 10 years, all kind of name, all kind of bitter, all kind of drug. You will see it hanging everywhere. Now it's only in Nigeria I see this kind of a thing. Is it not of a concern to Nigeria? So which drug are they coming to sniff again when the thing is already on the street? When do you, our youth, can you see most people like mad people on the street because of what they are drinking? You think they're carrying Pepsi? It's something else inside that Pepsi they're drinking up and down. And nobody's talking about that. They say they're bringing dogs for them to come and stifle money again. It is mere lies. I can never believe that. Because if truly they are worried about drugs, they will not satisfy all this alcoholic drink on the road, on the street, everywhere. 10-year-old children buying drugs, drinking, smoking on the street. What are we talking about? In fact, it pains my heart.
Thank you very much for calling. Oh, I thought you were done there. You know, NAFDAC, it doesn't certify these drugs for, youngins in the street to buy, because these drugs that are certified by NAFDAC have actual purposes, right? There are actual sick people who need them. It's not the fault of NAFDAC that, pharmacies don't know better than to sell to underage children. You know, actually, it is a fault of NAFDAC, because if NAFDAC enforced better, then these pharmacies would not sell to underage children, right? So I guess in a way, ignore what I just said. But yes, it's not that NAFDAC is certifying the drugs. It's perhaps that they're not enforcing the right prescription of those drugs or making sure. And I think that's where NDLEA comes in, not even NAFDAC now, because it's NDLEA that has to enforce non-abusal of drugs. I don't know if that sentence, if that phrase is even correct, but that's NDLEA's job, right? So they're the ones who should make sure that people are not abusing drugs. Now, if they work in collaboration with NAFDAC, perhaps we'll have fewer underage children getting access to these legit drugs. So if you're talking about codeine or those other ones, legit drugs that should not be abused. Emara Linsuru Larry, hello.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome.
Yeah, Sandra. This is why I say, your people want to go and buy dog.
Who are my people now?
The federal government, your people now, the federal government, because I'm not a Nigerian, I'm from Togo.
Oh, God.
So, right now, they want to go and buy dog, 600 million. Please, how much is one dog? I think we should have breakdown of all these things now. Sandra.
I'm here, I'm listening.
How much is one dog?
I don't know, I'm not a dog dealer.
maybe we should look for a dog dealer, because 600 million for just two airports. Now, wow. Now, Uncle go kill those dogs. I bet you. Now, Uncle go kill them. You know, you say, they say all the dogs don't die, then the money don't disappear with that. It's not that. We don't have land for this country.
All right, Emmanuel. Vera Igbeda is on the line. Hello, Vera.
My president.
Mm.
President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma. Welcome.
My name is Vera.
Welcome, Vera.
I want to contribute to the dog issue.
Okay.
This government will not kill us. We were all here during the COVID lockdown, that people, the good-treated Nigeria, contributed their hard-earned money to buy food, contribute, to give to people.
Hmm.
And these palliatives were locked up in the warehouse. That is food to give to human beings, so, and they locked them up in the warehouse. And we're using them as souvenirs for their parties. Now, come and talk of dogs. They will just buy these dogs, bring them in, make their money out of it, and keep these dogs. Yes, we need them, but we don't have maintenance culture in this country. People are hungry. They should give that money to feed people. People are hungry and they are angry. Thank you, my sister, for making my afternoon every day. I love you so much.
Thank you so much, Vera, for calling. I love you too. Okay. We've got Ndubisi in Lagos Island on the line. But Ndubisi, if I take this call right now, you're not going to be able to talk. So here's what I'm going to beg you. Call us back. I know it's difficult to get through. Call us back or wait for 3 minutes. The ad is 3 minutes long. If you can wait 3 minutes on the line, I'll come back and take your call. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. This is Hard Facts. Don't go away.
99.3 Nigeria Info will be right.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Let's see if Ndubisi from Lagos Island is still on the line. Ndubisi, are you there? He's not. Okay. Well, Lagos, you've been a part of the show, and I thank you very much for all of your contributions. Thank you to everybody. Now, let's wrap up with messages from social media, right? Hi, Sandra. I think the lady that called you and talked about NAFDAC and certifications was referring to alcoholic sachet drinks like Paraga, etc., which are commonly sold everywhere. These brain-twisting and violence-triggering alcoholic drinks are surprisingly certified by NAFDAC and sold everywhere. Well, I mean, there's a conversation to be had there, but I don't think that it's wrong for NAFDAC to certify drinks, you know, alcoholic drinks. Their job is to certify that the alcoholic drinks are safe for consumption. It's not their fault that people abuse these drinks or that people sell them in public places. And because we're a secular state, it's not exactly even a crime to sell alcohol in public spaces. I don't think we have legislation banning the sale of alcohol in public spaces. Now, I'm just, you know, talking about this off of the top of my head, really. I haven't had time to think about this, so I don't know what